this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great hallelujah is thy faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you this morning. Truly, the Lord is greatly and worthy to be praised. And that's the message he laid on my heart. I may not be able to finish it. I'm so excited. I'm so full and blessed of what God is doing. Been through deep trials and tribulations. But how many of you know the Lord tells us those who live godly shall suffer persecutions. Praise God. We can have patience and have hope, knowing that God will help us go through and come out of it. Hallelujah, on top. And we praise him and we love him for it. Hallelujah. He's done so many great things through these past weeks. And I do thank him. And right now, I'm in a season or where I don't know what he's really doing in and through my life, but all I can say is yes, Lord, and follow him day by day as he lead, guide, and direct me. Praise the Lord. And I love you on this morning. I ask that you continue lifting us up in prayer. All who can get a prayer through, praise the Lord. We need each other. We need the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to stand together, be in unity in the Lord. Amen. Praise God on this morning. I am so excited about what the Lord is doing, how he's keeping my body healed, how he's keeping my mind. Praise the Lord. He said, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm already healed. We have to claim those healing scriptures as we hear so many sicknesses and diseases, knowing that the Lord is a great physician, and we have to trust and depend on him and in him. Praise ye the Lord. And this morning I'm excited in the word of God. On last Tuesday morning we were in Bible study, and the Lord began to bring back to our remembrance. Have a message on my heart on this morning. May continue on to the next week, because it is so important. The word of God is so important. And on this morning, I begin to think about the Lord begin to remind me, let us always remember to give him thanks. And I have a scripture, praise the Lord, that I'm going to be coming from the next few weeks probably. Amen. Or have the Lord lead, guide, and direct us. Amen. It's coming from Luke, the 17th chapter, starting at the 11th verse through the 19 verses. Jesus heals 10 lepers. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, hallelujah, they were cleansed. By how many you know, by obeying the Lord, whatever his word tells us to do, and we obey and do it, even while we're going, we can have the answer. Hallelujah. I was so excited when I read that 14th verse. It just let us know whatever God said, it shall come to pass. And just one word from the Lord will change whatever situation you might be. Oh, glory, you might be going through. One word from the Lord can change it and turn it around. How many of you know God is an awesome God? And he wants to always remember to come back and give him thanks for what he's already done. That's why I'm telling of his goodness as I look through the years. And as you read the book, or you might have heard me mention on the broadcast, that I have to tell of his goodness for all that he's done for me. Amen. I can't forget. Sometimes I'm in the valley, but when I begin to read the book myself, remembering back to what he's done through and in my life and for me, I can't help but to hold on and go through and hold on a little bit longer. Amen. When we had an old pastor way back in the day, and he would always say, if you can't seem to hold on, just get you a little string, a little rope to hold on to until he throw you a rope. Praise God. And the Lord will help you. Amen. And if we want to be kept, God will keep us. Amen. In the 15th verse, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, Hallelujah, with a loud voice, glorify God. Oh, he was excited by what the Lord had done for him. He was a leper, and before he could come near, he couldn't get near people, but he had to cry out, unclean, unclean. But when they heard that Jesus was passing by them, they ran to meet him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But they stood afar off, and all they did was lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. I'm sure they had heard testimonies about what Jesus was doing, how he was going about healing the sick and healing all manners of sickness and diseases, and went about doing good, and they wanted to come and be healed of the Master. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And then the one that turned back, when he saw that he was healed, he began to glorify God. How many of you know that the Lord wants us not to forget of what he's done in our lives? He's not a yo-yo where we can pick him up when we need him and put him down when we don't. God is a God that wants us to always be reminded of who he is. Oh, praise his holy name. And I want to always give him thanks. He said, everything, give thanks. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, you know, we might forget to, but I try to make a habit of thanking the Lord for even a little minute things, the minor things, because I know what he's done for me. I know I can't do nothing on myself. I know that it is the Lord. In him we live, move, and have our being. Amen. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, and I'm not going to have time to finish that word. Praise God, but it is so rich, so good. Hallelujah. But I shall continue on next week, because I want to encourage your heart on this morning with the song by Lee Williams. Praise God. About I can't give up now. Praise the Lord. But before we hear the song, praise the Lord, at the end of the broadcast, I want to thank you so much for tuning in on this month. Please tune in on next week, God willing, to hear some more of inspirational message about how Jesus healed the 10 lepers. Praise the Lord. Let us always remember to give him thanks in everything, give him thanks. Praise the Lord. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Amen. And previously I had been saying I was going to get a P.O. box. Praise the Lord, where you can write to me. And I did get that P.O. box. The Lord is just bringing promises, and he's just bringing it to pass. Praise God. And I would like to give you that P.O. box number. Amen. It is P.O. box 1225 Cottonport, Louisiana 71327. Praise God. Please call me 318-305-6965. Amen. Or you can go inbox me on Facebook, telling of his goodness. I'm Brenda Randall. Praise the Lord. And I appreciate you tuning in on this morning. For truly, the Lord is good all the time. Amen. And if I don't get a chance to hear Lee Williams on this morning, I can't give up now. We will be tuning in on next Tuesday morning before the message. Praise the Lord. But truly, let's remember to always give the Lord thanks. And tune in on next Tuesday, God willing, and we shall hear some more of the message that the Lord's laid on our heart, how he healed the 10 lepers. And we're going to find out how God can heal all manner of sickness and diseases. As we look around, every corner seem to be sickness, seem to be have a need. Hallelujah. But God wants to heal us everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. And we serve that kind of God. We have to believe in, trust him that he will do it in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, we thank you. We praise you for this morning. Thank you for being back, God. We love you, God. We just magnify you for your people everywhere. You are awesome, God, and we love you. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you right now, every listener, God. Whatever the need, we thank you. We give you glory, give you honor, give you praise, for it's none like you. Love you in Jesus' name. Tune in next Tuesday, God willing. We love you. God bless. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God.
I can't give up. mind. Seems like every time I turn to my right side, I find trouble, confusion, misunderstanding. And then I turn to my left side, find out somebody's sick, somebody's in the hospital, somebody done passed and gone on. And every time I look, I see healed, healed, and more healed. I wanna just fold my arms, sit down somewhere and just moan. But then when I began to take inventory over my life, turn around and look back, and I see all the hills, I see all the mountains, I see all the valleys. God has already brought me over, and that makes me know. So I stood away, look up.
We thank you for tuning in to the Telling of His Goodness broadcast. We pray you were inspired, blessed, and encouraged from hearing the Word of God today. If you would like a copy of my book, Telling of His Goodness, you may phone me at 318-305-6965. You may like me on Facebook, connect with me on Google+ or Twitter. May God bless you until we meet again at the same time next week.
A wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, get your Bibles. Stand to your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you now for the time of hearing your word, to hear what you have to say to us. Meet us in the text, tailor the truth we're teaching, that every hearer's heart I not only hear but heed what you have to say. As we give you glory, praise, and honor, in the mighty name of Jesus we pray.
And the people of God said, amen. God bless you. If you turn your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Beginning at verse 1, recorded are these words. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that the days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers had promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou riseth up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. But just a little while, I won't speak from the subject, Daddy, do your part. Daddy, do your part. As we walk through this word today, there are many other scriptures we're going to visit for the understanding that I believe is necessary to know the responsibility that God gives to fathers, to those whom he has called the head of the house, the one he has made accountable and responsible as the authority figure that he himself speaks directly to. When we look at Adam and again Eve, though they were one, God made the man the head, made him the leader, made him the authoritative figure that God would operate with and to whom God would speak and give commandments to. It was then his responsibility to then give those or pass them down to Eve and then later the family. One of the things that you will recognize is the fact that God has not changed his mind. He has not changed his methods. And God has still made the father the head and have given him the responsibility as the one that will answer to God. It's important to recognize that even in the structure of the Old Testament, how God so honored the role of fathers and head of households that he operated in that same vein as it related to giving commandments to the man who was then responsible for giving them to his household. And that's why you'll see as he's speaking to Israel about keeping the commandments, it is clear that this word is given to the husband or to the head of household to make sure that it is passed on down the line to those who resided under his roof. Now again, what is important about that is to establish the fact that God has given man a place of honor, a place of respect, a place of rule, and a place of reign, but it also carries with it its responsibilities. You got a whole lot of folk who want to be the head, but they don't want to pay the price to be the head. Or as the saying of the world used to be, if you want to be the boss, Yeah, you got to pay the cost. And you got a whole lot of folk who want to say they're the boss, but don't want to take the role and responsibility of the boss. And so when we look at this word and we go into it, we'll discover again that he makes clear that his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and all of these things that he gives to Israel to follow so that they might be blessed and their lives prolonged in the earth realm. But notice here, it is in regard and respect to the place of blessings that he's bringing them to. What that says to me is, and it should say to all of the men who desire to be husbands and fathers, is you ought to start learning how to be one before you become one. So you don't just wake up one day and you got married and you are a husband and a ruler and the one that God has given this responsibility to without counting up the cost. Because here's the truth, whether you function and flow under that guideline, you're still responsible for it. You don't just wake up one day and you become a father just because a child is born. You've got to recognize that there are responsibilities connected with fatherhood. So one of the things that we will note as we walk through the word, that parents, and especially the father, the head of the household for sure, is responsible for provisions. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8 tells us the first duty of parents is to provide food and clothing and shelter. If you would go into 1 Timothy, I want you to turn there right quick so you can see it in the word for yourself. Understand it so that when you operate, you'll know that God knows that you know what you should be doing, whether you do it or not. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Look at what it says. It says, but if any provide not for his own and specially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. God says, if any of you are here trying to act like you're a Christian man and you don't provide food, clothing, shelter, and protection for your own family, he says, you're worse than a fool. You have denied the faith, and you're shucking and jiving. He's talking to the church here. Notice again, because when he says you've denied the faith, it literally means he's talking to men of the church. Now, it's one thing for a man out in the world to act like that, but it's a whole nother thing for a man who says he loves the Lord, he belongs to the Lord, he's a Christian man, not to provide for his own family. So the first thing I think you need to understand is that if you are the head of the house, if you are the father, if you are the husband, if you are the leader God wants you to be, then that means the first thing you need to be concerned about is providing. Somebody say providing.
Providing.
Now, providing might not seem like a big thing, especially when you're in love. Because you know some of you young folk get married and you ain't got no idea what it takes to be married. You know, it's fun when you live in mama house and he lives in his mama house and y'all court and date, but you want to get married, but daddy got to pay for the wedding and mama and them got to give in and put in and fill in and try and help you get an apartment, and you can't get it in your name because you either don't have credit or it's bad credit, or they got to sign for the credit to get you in there. Don't have no money saved up, don't have nothing to provide for nothing, got to borrow for the deposits and all of that, but yet you in love and don't understand that with love comes responsibility. And providing, men, is your responsibility. Look at the paradigm set in the Word of God. Before God ever gave Adam a wife, he gave Adam responsibility. Before God ever gave Adam a wife, he made sure that he knew how to handle his business. Before he ever gave Adam a wife, he made sure that Adam had a paradise to bring her into. And so I like to tell young ladies, don't be foolish, darling. Listen at this. If he really loves you, then he ought to have a place provided for you when he says, I do. That's why they don't say I do no more. We say I will. Y'all catch that on your way home, man. That's because you ain't got nothing right now to say I do, but you say I will. And what you need to understand is that when you don't put things in perspective, you put a burden on a relationship that ought not be there. When a brother gets ready to say he's ready for that role and that responsibility, he ought to have a bank account. When a brother gets ready to have that role and responsibility, he ought to have his own transportation. It don't have to be a BMW, but he ought to be a BMW. A black man working. He ought to have things so that when he says, I do, you got a place to call your own to come home to. And so provision is so important according to the word of God. When Eve knew anything, she woke up in paradise. And here was the commandment, be fruitful. Well, you can have babies if you can take care of babies. And multiply. In other words, baby, look at all we got. Now all we got to do is expand on what I've already got for us here. That was all it was supposed to do. But how can you expand on something you ain't got? Nothing from nothing, nothing. I know you heard it. It ain't a gospel song, but it is gospel.